Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Walter Kieschel. And Walter is the author of The Lords of Strategy, The Secret Intellectual History of the New Corporate World, which is something I encourage you to check out. It's Walter Kieschel III, by the way. Walter, we're talking about failure. Thank you for hanging out with us. By the way, tell us how we can find you and how can we find your book?
I just go to thelordsofstrategy.com.
Lordsofstrategy.com, and they can find you there and the book?
And you can find both me and the book there.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're talking about failure, and one of the things that I've been, you know, it's not enough to me for you and me to say get comfortable with failure without helping people understand how to do that.
Right.
And one of the things that I've been telling people is that the best way to get comfortable with failure is to get excited about what you can learn from failure. And you know, one of the things I've known, Billy Joel had a song where he talked about these things, and the song was about, you know, talking about his own thoughts about suicide. And he said, you know, you learn more, obviously, as he repeated what people said about, you learn more from your mistakes than you do from your failures. And
right.
And if you can get excited about what you can learn from failure, you won't look forward to failure, but you won't fear failure. You won't dread failure. And so you and I can talk fast and loose about failure because it's our money when we fail, right? But when we when we give employees a job and we ask them to take initiative and to take chances and to seek excellence with our capital, then that's another level of getting comfortable with failure. And the only way you can do that, in my opinion, is when your employees fail, taking the initiative that you've asked them to do, you have to be prepared to say, okay, we didn't like it that this happened, but it has happened. What did we learn? What do you think?
Oh, exactly so. And you've got to have, to have that really work, of course, you've got to have laid down a relationship of trust with your people and also of clear communications where you're asking them, you're kind of telling them, encouraging them to take appropriate risks and try appropriate innovations, but also that you want them to be really honest with you and forthcoming about, well, how's it going after we've launched this new initiative? Not so well or really well, and what can we learn each step along the way? And then if it turns out to be a really unmitigated failure, exactly. What can we learn from this? Wow, wasn't that interesting? And what lessons can we take away from this?
No organization can grow and get better if they're not pushing the envelope, if they're not taking the initiative, if they're not pushing a little bit beyond their comfort zone. And when you get out on that leading edge, that's very near to the bleeding edge where the mistakes are. And so if you can't get comfortable with your organization being on or near or maybe even over the leading edge, then basically the world, the marketplace is gonna leave you behind. And so that's the reason why I think it's so important that your organization learn that in any given day you're gonna fail a little bit and you're gonna succeed a little bit.
Exactly so. I mean, and people, one of the big mistakes that businessmen and women think about failure is they think it's just catastrophic. It's kind of a binary thing. I fail, oh, that's the end of the world. And of course, as you were suggesting, no, that is a real incredible learning experience if you frame it the right way. And most business people have a lot of curiosity, and they're always trying to figure out, well, how does this work? And one of the things that suggests is you figure out, well, that's how it doesn't work. It doesn't work so well there.
You spend a lot of time around big business type folks you have over
right.
in your life. How do they feel about this kind of thing?
Well, that's one of the problems of big business. You get this kind of organizational caution that gets built in. Cover my patushka, cover your patushka. Let's all be careful about this. And so they don't approve new initiatives, or it has to go through 18 signatures, and
mm-hmm.
by which time the market is going on and the idea is well past its sell date. So In my experience, it really takes a very significant managerial and leadership effort to keep a big organization prepared to fail.
This is why I think that the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur, because I believe this 21st century is going to require a much faster process from alpha to omega, from inception to product. And if you're going to have to get the failures out of the way real quick, and you're going to have to be not fear failure. You're going to have to not be worried if you're doing it as good as you can for the right reasons, and everybody's motivated and following the basic fundamentals of the company. You have to take those chances without fearing that you're going to get fired. And I don't know that's the attitude in big business these days.
Well, it's interesting. One of the current really important ideas and strategy and new ideas that I've researched this and covered a bit in my book is that strategy has to be adaptive, and strategy in large organizations has to be adaptive. And part of what that means is that the organization is willing to learn from the people who are out on the bleeding edge, on the corporate periphery, working with customers or seeing customers.
I like that. Strategy has to be adaptive. I like that. That's
right.
That's another way of saying, folks, how many times have you heard me say, all projections are wrong?
Right.
Strategy is just it's just projections in action, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and there are some people who say, well, strategy is dead. That isn't right. But what they mean by that is, well, long range planning or that's kind of dead, or people recognize it as kind of a
fool. That's ridiculous. The rules may have changed a little bit. The compression of generations when you're thinking about strategy may have, but strategy is not. I mean, strategy is dead is like saying, the marketplace is dead. You can't have one without the other. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Walter Kieschel after these messages. His book is called The Lords of Strategy. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Until it's gone, and I find out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.